And here with a first look at what it says in Monday's papers is John S. Doyle.
There is an extraordinary photograph on the front of the Irish Examiner. It shows a woman standing beside an enormous fin whale, about 10 times her size, which was washed up on the strand at Ballyhquill, Ballinskelligs, County Kerry, yesterday. The woman is a holidaymaker, Frances O'Hare, and she also appears in another picture of the whale by the same photographer, Valerie O'Sullivan, in the Irish Times. The Irish Whale and Dolphin Group believes that the whale, which is 19 metres long, died a number of weeks before being washed ashore. The cause of death is not yet known. Apart from the whale, the main story on the front pages is still RTE. RTE set for huge shake-up, says the lead headline in the Irish Independent. The paper says that the new RTE Director General, Kevin Backhurst, will arrive at Montrose today to meet colleagues, having emailed staff at 7 a.m. with his views on fixing the torrid situation. Widespread changes in the management of RTE will be unveiled this morning, says the Times. The new Director General will outline his plans to restore trust in the organisation after it emerged that RTE underreported the salary paid to star presenter Ryan Tuberty. Kevin Backhurst faces a pivotal week, the Times says. Take back control, says the Irish Daily Mirror, playing on the Director General's surname. The Irish Sun does the same with the headline, Baptism of Fire. The RTE earthquake is just getting started, says the paper in an editorial. For the Examiner, Sun and Mirror and the Irish Daily Mail, the main story is what the Mail calls the sensational resignation yesterday of RTE's Director of Strategy, Rory Coveney, who had come under pressure during Oireachtas Committee hearings over RTE's decision to run the toy show The Musical project. The Irish Daily Star reports that the Licensed Vintners Association has said that bars are to screen Ryan Tuberty's showdown with TDs tomorrow at the Oireachtas Committees. Several watering holes are luring in punters with the free drama from Montrose, says the paper. In other news, the Times reports that the country solicitor may be at risk of disappearing. 9 out of 10 trainee solicitors last year were concentrated in Dublin and Cork, according to a major new survey of solicitors in the Republic. One country solicitor is still going strong anyway. He is Philip Marr from County Leash, and music mad, as the Independent describes him. He had a dream of creating a hassle-free music festival, and later this month he will swap the courtroom for the main stage as Forest Fest kicks off. It's at Emo GAA Grounds, next door to Emo Court, and as that paper and the Examiner report will feature music legends such as Sister Sledge, Suede and The Proclaimers. Explaining what inspired him, Mr. Marr, who is 54, said, "I couldn't relate to other festivals for over 30s."